Today, I'm excited to provide this bonus podcast interview with Dr. Joshua Norton to talk about the Wheaton College Summer Institute. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you, Peggy, for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming and joining us and to talk about this this program, the College Summer Institute. Can you tell us a little bit more about the backstory on why this program exists?
This program has only been around now for 2 years. This will be its second program. The fall of 21, the college thought that they needed to, this is for Wheaton College, and decided that they would like a program to engage a younger class of students as a way of sort of blessing them and providing them with sort of academic tools to help enrich themselves and their communities that they belong to during the normal school year. So they did some research to figure out how to do that best. And they came up with the idea to have a summer program that offers the great things that the college normally offers throughout the school year, but to a younger class of students. So that's kind of the impetus behind it. And then I was brought in winter of last year, so January, to kind of get the program up and running for our first summer, which was last summer. So that's kind of the background and some of the motivation for it.
That's awesome. What a great opportunity for families to be able to take advantage of. So how does this program work?
Students, well, so we'll talk a little bit about how it's changed from last summer to this summer. Last summer, we had rising sophomores and rising juniors. So those who were currently, or rising seniors. So last year was rising juniors and rising seniors. Those who were currently sophomores and juniors and rising into their higher grade, they came to campus and they signed up for one of 15 different college courses. They took the college courses over 2 weeks and earned 2 college credits. They lived in the college dorms. We did excursions into downtown Chicago. We got on the train together. We saw music in the park, took an architectural boat tour. We'll do similar things this summer. We had chapel every day, and they had dorm devotionals with their RAs. So it was an exciting time last summer, especially getting it off the ground and seeing all this young energy on campus. We had students from 9 different countries, 30 states were represented. These are all the sort of college classes they could kind of take during the normal school year. They just get to preview it on a small scale. Classes in the morning, classes in the afternoon, time to throw frisbees and study in the stoop and explore the different opportunities that the campus has to offer.
Yeah, it sounds like so much fun and such an immersive experience. So what has been your feedback since, you know, starting this last year? What have families said who participated in this as well as students?
Yeah, you know, we're very concerned to have a program that is relevant to these students, that is serving them intellectually, spiritually, holistically as a person. And so we did gather reviews from students, both informally and formally. And I could read you some of these. Our website has a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to hear some of that. Sure. That would be great.
Every class we have a reviews for. Here are some of the things students said. This comes from Dylan. We won't give the last names. He says it was just a great place to find where he belongs.
Wow.
And so Dylan found his sort of people that he felt could know him and that he felt known by. Kay says, I wish it was longer than 2 weeks. I have so many great memories and it really gives you a chance to grow as a person. She said that she would 100% recommend it. Chase is a fun kid. He says, WCSI was a life-changing experience that made Wheaton his top choice for colleges. Now, of course, Wheaton loves that.
Right.
That's not its primary goal. The primary goal is to enrich these students and provide them with tools to enrich their communities that they go back to. But we're glad about that result. He says, it introduced me to the type of college that is unique to Wheaton. It is where not only your teachers, but your peers are also Christians, and they will build you in your faith, and they will help you walk with Christ throughout your days. And there's other, we have dozens and dozens of reviews from students from all over the country and all over the world.
Yeah, we'll make sure to include that link in the description of the podcast so that if families continue to look into that, they can dig through those stories. So you hinted a little bit at the beginning of our conversation about things changing. So what is changing and why have those changes been made?
So this summer we built a program for sophomores, for rising sophomores, students who are currently freshmen. There are two courses, so it's a limited number of courses that they have an opportunity to take, but it's much more than last year, considering that there wasn't any for our younger students. The two courses is the music intensive program, as well as this enrichment program. That I should mention, this year we have 16 courses, and okay. I can tell you about that change as well.
Yes, that'd be great.
For these younger students, we felt that there was a missed opportunity, that they too could benefit from the sort of resources that Wheaton College has to offer. We originally didn't have a program for them because we were a bit timid about offering college credit to such a young audience. And so we designed a roughly equivalent but distinct experience for these students. The course is on overcoming unhappiness, how we can seek the true depths of happiness and meaning in our life through the study of truth, beauty, and, well, in the ancient context, being itself. So, you know, Aristotle and the ancients, these things were all concepts that were related to one another. And it's an exploration of sort of deep things that are important for human beings and an evaluation of ourselves and our current context and climate, helping us to think about things that young people are struggling with or dealing with, even if they themselves aren't. It's part of their language and experience in this world, this question of happiness and contentment and meaning and our place in this world. And so we hope that this course is being taught by Mark Jonas, who's one of the beloved professors on campus. And we hope that it's a blessing to the students. So part of it was to provide this younger class of students a resource that we think is going to be useful to them as they navigate their lives and return to their communities back home, whether that be school communities or church communities. Another thing, reason is a lot of our older students have younger siblings. And so having an opportunity for them on campus just makes summer planning easier for families. They don't have to split up their children if we have something for the younger children. That course doesn't bear college credit, but they do take the music intensive program that bears college credit. And there's some reasons behind that difference that we can talk about. Not particularly interesting, but we can talk about them. Some of the other changes for this summer is we've eliminated some courses and added a bunch more STEM-related courses, more math, science, and lab courses that we felt needed to be added to round out our offerings. And so those are some of the changes from last summer to this summer.
Great. It sounds like you're learning and growing each year as you do this program, and just that your heart is definitely in this for the kids, and that experience has shown through the reviews you have received already. What a great experience that these students get to take advantage of. So what is a typical daily life for a student? I know a lot of parents are probably, you know, interested in that. What would it look like when they get there and have a regular day on campus?
Yeah, so they'd probably get woken up by their roommate making noise and throwing a pillow at them or something. So they will be living in the dorms, and there's 2 to 3 students in each dorm. They have a bathroom that they share with another dorm unit next to them. Of course, we keep the males and the females separated. They have an RA on the floor, and some of them shuffle off to breakfast in a place that we call Saga, and very few people understand why we call it that. Mostly because it's not what the building's actually called, but anyone who knows Wheaton understands that's an inside joke. Other students probably just sleep in until class time. They go to class. From class, they do that for an hour and a half. They go to chapel after that, but we have a series of dynamic speakers as well as a student-led band. There's some free time, lunch back at Saga, And then they have an afternoon class, some time to explore the campus or to study in the library or during in different of our reading rooms or study places. In the evenings are often enrichment opportunities, time to complete their homework. I mean, this is a, these courses bear 2 college credits. And so there's an expectation that they will put in a good bit of work during this period of time. We also want to balance that with spiritual life, community development, and enriching and fun experiences. So it's a packed day, and there's lots of items on our agenda that we try to get through. And the question is like, how to balance all these things well. There's dorm devotionals for those on certain days of the week, depending on what the homework load is like. So that's like a typical day. But on a non-typical day, we'll pack up a sack lunch and get on the Metro train and go into downtown Chicago. We'll go see a symphony in Pritzker Pavilion in downtown or an architectural boat tour. This summer, we think we'll go to a Sox baseball game or see a play at the Lyric Opera House. And this idea is like to give them these enriching experiences in the city, take advantage of Wheaton's location to the city. Now, that's a standard day. I should mention, given, you know, the audience, that Wheaton College is very interested, especially WCSI, in building a program that's useful to families who homeschool. This is an opportunity to, in a sense, try out or experience what maybe a traditional educational context might look like in the classroom with other students. And we work with all the campus partners. So all the campus partners that a normal student has access to, students, our students will have access to. They'll have access to college counselors, ask questions about college. We work closely with the Learning and Accessibility Services Office to provide accommodations for students with learning disabilities or special needs. So the student will have a full and robust experience. As much as the college experiences like, we want to miniaturize that for 2 weeks for the students who come to visit us.
It sounds like just an incredible experience. And so you're not just giving them that in classroom experience, but you're giving them the whole lifestyle experience of what college would be like and how you can live beyond the campus. I love how that is so inclusive to that experience and how you're really thinking very carefully about that. It just sounds like a wonderful program for parents to access. So if our listeners want to learn more about it, how would they connect with you?
Many different ways. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is, I can give you the short.
Yeah. And we'll share the link in the description. Yeah. So make sure that
go to the I won't read off this probably obnoxiously long sounding email link. Go to the email. Go to our website. That's the easiest way. There's different links there to get a hold of us. You could also reach us at wcsi@wheatoncollege.edu. Or you could reach out to me in particular, which is joshua.norton@wheatoncollege.edu. Those are the easiest way to get a hold of us. And we'd be happy to just have conversations either on phone or over email about what our offerings are and how we provide accommodations for students who might need it.
Okay, that's wonderful, just so that parents know you're accessible. I know sometimes we feel bad reaching out, but I want to encourage you, if this program is something that you think, you know, stirring in you, that it would be a great thing for your students, you have some apprehensions, reach out to Wheaton College. Ask them those questions. Like Joshua said, they are willing to listen and to answer those questions that you have so that you can make this the best experience for your student if you want to take advantage of it. Well, thanks so much, Joshua. This was an incredible opportunity to be able to share an amazing program. And I'm super excited for your summer and how this program is going to just continue to grow as you move forward. So thank you for sharing and what you do.
Yeah. Thank you, Peggy, and for all the listeners.
Conversation podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you download our podcast. And also visit spedhomeschool.com to learn ways that we at Sped Homeschool can empower you on your homeschooling.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.